show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Yeah.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
We were reaching for the stars this morning. Only 40 minutes ago, we put the call out. We said we wanted to talk to a flat earther. Mm. Not having high hopes that we'd be able to get one on this morning to talk to them about their theories, but we got one.
We got one. Producer Brooke has actually found a flat earth believer.
Yeah.
Flat earther in the States, a guy by the name of Dave Wise. Dave, you're all the way over in Connecticut in the United States. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And Dave is a flat earther, as he is referred to. Is that what you refer to yourself as, a flat earther?
It used to be a derogatory term, but there's so many people coming to grips with it now. I embrace it. Dave is a flat earth Dave, they call me.
Flat earth Dave. Great.
Okay, give us the shortened version of it, mate, because we don't have a lot of time today. But please explain to us, how do you know that the earth is flat?
Because I actually looked into it.
Okay.
It's people have a misunderstanding what flat earth is. They think it's a pancake in space. A flat, disc in space. And that's not the case. That's disinformation. But what the Earth is think of it like a pond or a puddle or a big lake. It's a low spot in the land where it's filled with water. And the edge of that pond is where the land is higher than the water. That's what a pond is. That's what a lake is.
Yeah.
So think of all of the world's oceans as a giant lake. And the land that surrounds the edge of it that's higher is called Antarctica. Antarctica is bigger than all of the oceans and all of the continents combined. It is the land that surrounds the world pond.
So why are we being told that the world is a globe then if it's not?
What does it matter?
Well, that was a question I asked you, and I was like, what does it matter? And it's not the shape that matters. It's the lie that matters. They want you to believe that you are an insignificant speck that from a random accident, just powerless and lost and insignificant, when the truth is we are at the center of creation. It's like the movie The Matrix, where Neo unplugs from the Matrix, and at the end of the movie, at the beginning, he's depressed, he still can't figure it out, something's wrong, and at the end of the movie he finds out who he is, where he is, what he is. He takes his power back and realizes the power of his mind. That's what they don't want.
So do you not think that space exists and other planets exist?
Unfortunately, they don't. But extraterrestrials and outer space is real. The outer space across the Earth plane beyond Antarctica. That's where the extra territory is.
Is it true that a lot of flat earthers believe that Australia doesn't actually exist?
That's, again, disinformation put out there by the mainstream media.
No, that's good.
Dumbest thing ever. I was at the Olympics in Australia. It was awesome.
Thank you. On a cruise
ship in Darling Harbour, and it's real.
Okay, that's good. Because I was like, where am I?
If Australia doesn't exist, what's going on?
Dave, you would have had people in your life who have said to you, flat earth Dave, you are a crazy man. You would have had people say a lot worse than that. People can get aggressive.
Sure.
I mean, they would have said, you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist who's trying to frighten us all. What do you say to those people?
Well, those people, you really can't say much to them other than, have you looked into it? And what I say to them is, I have an offer out there. I have an offer. I created an app. And what it does is, it shows you how everything works, how seasons work, how time zones work, how sunsets work. And then every day there's a new video in the corner, a featured video. And what I say is, here's the challenge. Watch the video every day for 2 weeks. At the end of that 2 weeks, if you think you have just one proof that we live on a globe, send it to me, and I will give you a Bitcoin or 100 ounces of physical silver.
Yeah, you put a lot of work into it.
Before we let you go, we'll just ask one question for one piece of truth when it comes to the fact that the world is flat. So what happens with the sunset? How does the sunset work? Just that one little fact. How does that work?
Yeah, so again, that's one I need a little visual for. But basically, if you were sitting next to a row of trees that were, 200 feet over your head, but if you move those trees 20 miles away, the tops of those trees would look like they're at your eye level just due to perspective.
Yeah.
And all you're seeing is something above those trees going beyond them. So if you hold your hand in front of your face and then you move your fist away, as long as it's above your eye line, that fist will set behind that horizon. I don't know if I described it well for the radio.
But if space doesn't exist, how can the sun exist?
Yeah. I'm going to wrap it up,
Dave. Okay, I'm sorry. This could go on for a long time.
Dave, we have to wrap it up, Dave, but you are certainly a man of your convictions, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Flat Earth Dave from Connecticut. Download his app if you are interested. Thank you so much for calling in, mate. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you. The Hit Breakfast Show.